I leave the country, and some of them, like Patrick Karegeya, die under very mysterious circumstances. And fingers, accusing fingers, have been pointed in the direction of your government.
You see, for somebody to point a finger at my government, I don't mind. But I wish one has a minimum in terms of evidence why they should point a finger at a government. But they will do that because they will say, oh, this one, by running away, is the enemy of government. So if this person dies, therefore it is government. That's all. But this is not serious evidence. This is not serious rationale to base on to conclude.
But hasn't that conclusion, President, not been aided by remarks from persons in your government, and including yourself, Mr. President? You said the other day that that betraying Rwanda has consequences. So a lot of people drew a direct link between that and what happened in South Africa.
Well, am I not supposed to say what I want to say, as long as it has a meaning? What I said, do you know what I said? I said it at a prayer breakfast. So it was even in a religious context. You see, I said many things. And indeed, somebody can take anything out of context and mean what they want. But there's something I meant when I said it. Yes, and betraying a cause and a people, why shouldn't it have a consequence? Is it the first time you are hearing about it? I'm hearing cases, I read cases every day in newspapers. Somebody, you know, runs away with the secrets of some powerful countries, and everybody's like, we will get him. We will da 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 da, and so on and so forth. But please, I don't want that, maybe what I say, I want to be careful so that people don't put again things out of context. Here, I'm trying to present the case of my argument in two ways. Let's say the case of Karegeya, which you mentioned. There are two aspects to it. One is the fact per se, who killed him, right? That one, I don't know, and I don't need to be asked. That's not my business. Number two is, who is this person, or who was this person? When you understand who is this person, it gives you a range of so many things that could easily happen to him that even has nothing to do with the government. Now, but for me to say, if you betray a government, right, and it's not just the government, it's the people of Rwanda. One day you were serving as the chief of intelligence. You're not serving just the government, you're serving the people. No, to even reach a point where you say, no, whatever I was doing in this responsibility, I have no say over it, I had no say over it, I'm not responsible, we must ask government. When you are going to do that, you actually signed and pledged that you are serving the people of the country. So theoretically and broadly anywhere, well, it has consequences. The fact that they live in exile is a consequence in itself.
But many of them tend to die. Is this a coincidence?
Oh, who is not going to die? There are many people who are still in the government who die. People die. But let me tell you, actually, these same people who we say die, not only do they die for different causes, some of them natural causes and so on and so forth, but actually some of them kill. They kill people. These Karegeyas and Kayumbas and others belong to an organization that has tied up with FDLR. They've been killing people in Rwanda.
So if you were to address these critics directly, would you tell them that it is not agents or representatives of the Rwandese government that tracks down these people and kills them where they are, the Sandashongas, the Karajas?
Not that I know of, but I have evidence that they have been involved in activities where Rwandans are killed in Rwanda. That is what I have proof for.
The body of Patrick Karegeya was laid to rest in a cemetery in South Africa. How does that make you feel, considering that this was a compatriot with whom you were in the liberation movement in 94?
Well, the only question is, how did he get to be there? He should have been definitely buried in Rwanda. But if he got involved in a situation that he brought upon himself, that he finds himself in South Africa, and that he meets the death in South Africa, I don't think it needs to be held on anybody else other than himself.
But your government could at least have allowed his body to be buried at home in Rwanda.
Nobody asked for the body to be buried at home. In fact, the only thing I heard was that the body was to be buried in another place in a neighboring country.
Are you concerned about the cumulative effect of these events? Because some say they would translate to a changing of opinion about yourself. President, now retired, Bill Clinton used to refer to you as one of the greatest leaders of our generation. Claire Short took it a bit further and called you a sweetie. She really liked your style of leadership. Would these leaders, in your view, hold the same opinion right now, considering the events going on?
I think they have no reason not to, and maybe with time and seeing the progress the country makes, they have reason to feel vindicated about their opinion for me. But in the minds of critics, those you call critics, I have never been their friend or somebody they appreciate from the beginning anyway.
Right, Mr. President, we are concluding this interview by